What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, we had some reactions to the overreact, Jims. We'll get back to Lions and Commanders at 7:35, taking your phone calls all morning long. We know who the Lions are playing, and it's Washington. How do you feel about the matchup? Best and worst thing about playing the Commanders. Ticket text on the overreactions. I said that Justin Herbert is the most all-sizzle, no-steak athlete in sports. Ticket texter says, what about James Harden?
I don't know that there's any sizzle anymore.
No, but at one point, I guess that's probably.
Sure.
But currently, it's Herbert. Guys, he has all the physical tools and the gifts, and he throws one of the prettiest footballs in the game. And yet, in every big spot, even with a new coach and cleaning things up, he was still a disaster.
Well, okay, it's not all on him.
And I know one of them was in and out of a receiver's hands.
Yeah.
But John, like, you're favored. You blew a 27-point lead in your first playoff game. You're favored in your second game, and you got blown out again.
Yeah. It was almost comical to see it happen.
Yeah. So on the Harden thing, you were talking, though, right now.
Current. Right now.
Yeah, because I agree. I thought Harden was a great one if you're saying at the time of his career where everybody was talking about him, he was seriously, it was all sizzle and no steak. If you were doing that, too, I think another guy that it would have applied to was Ricky Fowler. Oh, my.
Yeah.
The hype and talk around him
and
the resume.
Yeah. Ticket texter says, Lions have not faced a quarterback as mobile as Daniels. Unfortunately, the Lions will lose to the Commanders, maybe next year.
Who sent that one?
It's unnamed.
Uh-huh. It's not from, was it Jamar?
No, because there wasn't a call for Hendon Hooker to play.
He's already texted this morning. I didn't print it today.
Did he really?
I was like, that can be in the middle of the week.
Yeah,
you know?
Wednesday,
I can't
Thursday.
Deal with it today.
That's
come
fine.
On.
That's fine. Texter says, I like the Commanders matchup. Detroit's run game will keep Daniels on the bench most of the game. Justin in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I do think that time of possession is going to be a big part of this game. And the Lions being able to run the ball, and even though the Commanders' defense up front, they've got two nose tackle and defensive tackle that are high-level players. Everyone else around them is not. They'll be able to run the ball, and they'll be able to possess the ball. They'll be able to dictate what they want to do when they want to do it.
Texter says, all this talk of fear and scared? Really? This team has zero fear. Come on, Jeff and Petoskey.
Thank you, Jeff. I hope you're as annoyed with the Chicken Littles, as the Twitchers put it, as I am. There should not be fear going into this. It should be a healthy respect. I'm not saying that. But it's okay to have a little swagger going into this game. You've earned that right.
I don't get the, golly gee, I hope we play well. What do you mean you hope we're a 15-2 football team? You're playing at home, and the other team's on short rest with a rookie quarterback. You got the best offense in football against the worst defense in the playoff. If we can't strut a little, if we can't feel good a little bit, when can we? We got to be 17-0? We got to be playing a college football team? Like, when are we allowed to have confidence in our football team?
You're a 15-win team. We talked about this team before the season as being a Super Bowl team. And now all of a sudden we're supposed to be all, you know, we're supposed to pucker up, get clenched.
I don't know, John. It's playoff football. They're going to be rusty off a bye week. It's a mobile quarterback. 248-539-9797. We'll be taking phone calls all morning long on that. We'll spend a little time on the Red Wings in the 8 o'clock hour. TJ Lang will join us at 9:02. Let's get to Heather's news.
Well, a Lions fan had some fun pranking Chicago Bears quarterback Caleb Williams on Friday.
Oh, I saw this.
This is crazy. Somehow they got a hold of his phone number, right? And they pretended to be Ben Johnson. And they texted him. They said, hey, Caleb, this is Ben Johnson. Just wanted to reach out to you ahead of time before it gets released to the media. I'll be taking the head coaching job. Very excited to work with you in the future. Great things. I wanted you to be the first to know. We will talk more as the season winds down. Right? Okay, so I guess Williams, you know, was skeptical at first, right? You're getting this text message from a number probably that's not stored in your phone. And he did reply and said, I'm definitely excited for the future. Let's get stuff going and turn it around and do what hasn't been done before in years, right? So, like, super excited. But then I guess the prankster did FaceTime Williams and made it clear that I'm not actually who I said I was. Yeah, but Williams had it, had fun with it, took it in stride, and obviously, who wouldn't be excited if that was a potential new head coach for you? So, kind of funny.
Yeah, I think the first thing you do is call the boss, the boss's boss, and say,
is this legit?
Is this real? I don't know, maybe he did, and he said, yeah.
Ta-ta-ta. Foreshadowing.
Yeah. You could be the proud owner of a piece of the Mackinac Bridge.
Oh, okay.
If you have room for this in your house, because just wait till you hear how large this is. The original steel grating of the historic suspension bridge will be auctioned off. The sections weigh about 2 tons. So you got 4,000-pound sections measuring 5.5 feet by 38 feet by 5 inches.
Maybe if you need a cattle pass.
My God.
Maybe that you could use it there. I'm not sure.
I mean, like,
a driveway.
It's not mantle size, right? Like, where are you going to put this
right, yes,
thing?
Yeah. The outside somewhere.
They say their range and starting price will be anywhere from about $1,200 to $2,200. And then obviously you could go
move
up from there.
On your, but it's also, hey, you pick up and move on your own?
No, they did say the buyer will have the option to have the grate cut into 2 shorter pieces for easier shipping. So it sounds like, how do you ship? I mean, it just, you can ship anything, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know.
Well, maybe if you're having a deck made, you could make that.
Part of it?
Yeah.
That could be
a little uncomfortable
maybe.
To walk on.
I don't know. Yeah,
no bare feet.
Auction ends on January 21st. So there is a 60-year-old man who almost got away with $1 when he tried to rob a Chase Bank in Taylor last week, but ultimately he got away with nothing. So according to police, this man walked into the bank, told the teller to give me the money. And he didn't have a note, didn't have anything like that. And the teller was like, are you serious? Like, are you being real? And he said it again. Yeah, give me all the money. So the teller didn't believe him, took out a single dollar. And then she, like, put it out in front of him. And as he went to grab it, she took it back. Like,
oh,
psych.
No. She did the Charlie Brown.
Yeah. And then he left without anything.
Oh, man.
Police did find him. He was driving a distinctive truck, and they caught him at a Red Roof Inn near the bank.
I'd be quicker than that.
Yeah. Does that one go to small claims court?
Man.
It's just a dollar.
Wow.
Yeah. A wrong-way driver was killed and multiple others were injured on a crash on I-96 Sunday morning. It was really early, right around 3:15 a.m. 911 callers started to report a vehicle driving east in the westbound lanes. And then shortly after the head-on crash occurred, the at-fault driver was pronounced dead at the scene. And 6 people in an SUV were treated for injuries. The freeway was closed for about 5 hours during the investigation. But, of course, obviously has since reopened. Listen to this. A Michigan man accused of stealing Hot Pockets from a Dollar General was caught red-handed because the guy was literally eating Hot Pockets when police found him.
Did they have to take him to the ER after he burned the roof of his mouth?
Yeah, probably. So this guy's name is Daniel Hudson. He went to a Dollar General in Highland Park, started stuffing these Hot Pockets into his own pocket. An employee confronted him, said, dude, what are you doing? He didn't take that well, started yelling. He pulled out a gun, threatened these people, and then it eventually left the store. Employees called police. They say, hey, we know this guy. He's a repeat customer. We actually know where he works. So police showed up at his workplace. They found him in the break room eating Hot Pockets.
Oh, boy.
They also found the gun. The gun happened to be stolen. The guy told a whole long story that police didn't believe. And anyway, he was arrested, facing charges for being a felon in possession of a firearm. A Wayne County official has been suspended without pay after being charged with assault in connection with a fight that broke out at a Farmington Hills gas station. It involved not only herself, but her husband and a random man that happened to be there. And according to the police report, this Wayne County Parks Director, Alicia Bradford, and her husband, Larry, were at this BP gas station on Orchard Lake. This was New Year's Day. And Larry was buying a Mountain Dew and started arguing about the 10-cent bottle deposit fee. Thought he was being charged too much for this Mountain Dew. That's what started this whole thing.
Uh-huh.
There was a man
me.
Waiting in line behind him and was like, dude, it's a bottle return fee. That's what it is. Like, there's proof on your receipt. Well, they didn't take that very well. Started yelling. Things turned physical. Larry ran out of the store, came back with his gun, threatened this man, told the man to, like, get on his knees and apologize. Well, Alicia then came back to the store as well with her gun pointed at him as well. She threatened him as well before they left the store. Anyway, she and her husband were arraigned on charges,
numerous,
all sorts of charges, many felonies, and she is now, I guess, still has a job, but not being paid for said job.
Jeez.
Yikes. I know.
Heather with the news. All right, coming up next, Lions fans, your reaction to the Commanders. I think John said it's a gift. Let's accept what this is. It's a good football team that's going to take care of business against the Commanders. The best part and the worst part of the matchup next, it's 97.1. Divisional doink. What a great call. Tirico, Collinsworth, Sunday night football. And the Commanders get a date with the Lions Saturday night on Fox. And we're getting your reaction to the matchup. We've given ours out. We'll reset that for you. 248-539-9797. John, this is who you wanted.
It is who I wanted. I want to beat the Commanders. And it does feel like it's been a long road to get to where the Lions are with the one seed. And it really felt like because Philly was pushing them, because the Vikings were pushing them, that there was never anything that was going to go in their favor other than what the Lions did for themselves. Like, getting here, it's they have been done no favors. Bye week at week five, the amount of injuries that they have suffered through the course of this year, players that aren't and will not be coming back for the playoffs, and now all of a sudden, I know that there's a fun story with the Commanders, Jaden Daniels. They haven't been in the playoffs for a while, haven't won a playoff game. This is not going to be the year for them to get that monkey off their back. But this kind of feels like, of the teams, and I know Green Bay would have been fun, and Jordan Love doesn't worry, but it's a division opponent, right? Weird things happen against the division. I'm not worried about the Washington Commanders. It's a rookie quarterback. And their defense is, what did you say, 30th?
Against the run, yeah.
Yeah, and we know that this team loves to run the ball.
Montgomery's coming back with a juicy matchup.
It really feels like this has been, I don't want to say an easy seed for the Lions, but it kind of feels like a tip of the cap from the football gods. Like, okay, hey, you earned it. Now we're going to give you the Commanders. Go out there, have some fun. Get yourself ready for the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, I think it's an ideal matchup. This is how I would describe it. The fact that the Lions will be able to run the football. This is the worst defense of the field left. And it's the worst run defense of any of the playoff teams, which allows Detroit to rack up the score, help their defense, keep the defense off the field. And the defense, listen, I mean, the benefit is you're playing at home. You're playing a rookie. He'll make some plays. He'll extend some plays. He'll hit Terry McLaurin. But he's going to go up against a defensive coordinator who's shown his stripes, who can throw some different disguises. I would love to face a rookie quarterback. I don't want to have to blitz against the seasoned elite quarterbacks. Maybe you can get a takeaway, a turnover, a key stop. I think the worst part about playing them is that I know Dan Quinn's going to use all four downs, that he's going to give Daniels every chance to make those plays. But the best part is the Lions are going to be able to win a shootout, and they'll be able to possess the ball, and they'll be able to play keep away. And Commanders get a one fewer day. I'm not worried about Russ for Detroit. They came out well after they played when they played Dallas earlier in the year. Yeah. I think they'll be just fine here. The Commanders, meanwhile, have a short turnaround. They got to hit the road to a loud environment, to a savvy defensive coordinator for a rookie quarterback. Yeah, I think this was ideal for Detroit.
And this is going to be about stopping Jaden Daniels. Obviously, he's their quarterback. He's the guy. He's thrown 25 touchdowns in the regular season, 9 interceptions. He's been sacked 47 times, but he's also their leading rusher. He ran the ball for 891 yards on 148 attempts. Now, Brian Robinson Jr. is their leading back. He's got the most rushing attempts, but he rushed for just under 800 yards. So there is, I don't want to underestimate the threat that Jaden Daniels is. Even though he's a rookie quarterback, he is a true dual threat quarterback. If nothing is there and they run the read option, we saw it a number of times, sometimes successful, sometimes not, but he is a guy that you're going to have to account for in the running game, and it's going to present problems. I don't want to. I am I feel fortunate that the Lions are playing against the Commanders at this time. I think I'll probably feel different next year.
Sure. I mean, this is their breakout. This is all new for them. This is an experienced Lions team that's been here before, has played these home playoff games, has taken care of business at home in the playoffs. You mentioned Washington and some of the memories. John, Tirico mentioned on NBC last night that Mark Brunell was the Washington quarterback the last time they had won a playoff game. Were you there? Was that a bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Last time the Commanders / Redskins won a playoff game, you were playing.
Yes. It's been a long time.
Mark Brunell was also mentioned on the CBS broadcast yesterday as one of only three quarterbacks on the road to win in Buffalo.
Oh.
Oh, wow. A bunch of shine going Brunell's way, as it should.
There you go.
Yeah. And I mean, even before that, like the last couple of times they've won home playoff games, or playoff games in general, but against Detroit in 2000, we got a win. That was Brad Johnson. It was Robert Porche and Trey Johnson squaring off. An official got stuck to Trey's arm as he threw a haymaker. I got fined in that one just for being on the field during a fight. But yeah, it's been a long time since Washington has had any playoff success. They're a starved fan base, not quite as starved or, as skin and bones as the Lions are. Now we're starting to fatten up a little bit with the trip to the NFC Championship game last year and the expectations that this is a Super Bowl team, should be playing for a Super Bowl championship. The Commanders aren't there yet.
I'm sensing two distinct messages on the ticket text. We have some that are saying, John, stop getting cocky. And then we've also seen some people say, stop being scared.
Yeah.
like the two extremes today. Let's get to the phones. Sheldon in Highland Park, you're on 97.1.
Hey, thank you for taking it. I wanted to say to John, I really appreciate your stance on the fact that the Lions should win and can win and are going to win, because over the weekend, since the Lions had this bye, listening to Rieger and all these other shows, all they're saying is stuff like, what could make the Lions lose? What scares you? What are your fears? Why are we talking about that? We are 15-2. We should be talking about kicking butt, taking names. We should be, as fans and as the radio and the media in Detroit, we should be taking the same stance that Dan Campbell was taking. Let's get big nuts like our coach and just say, we're going to win. We're going to play hard. We're going to do this, and quit being so scared like the old losing Lions fans that used to wear paper bags on our head. We're not wearing paper bags on our head no more. We're out winning, and we should talk about winning, hope to win, even if we lose against the Redskins. Going into that game, we should be excited, celebrating, and hoping to win.
Yeah, I mean, the expectations that you're going into this game to win, the expectation is that you're going to go in there, not just win, but you're going to put it on a rookie quarterback against that you should be able to run at will on this defense. And if you can't, then you go to the air with Laporta, Amon-Ra St. Brown, J-Mo, and you put them in their place. This is a time to put the rest of the league on notice. If 15 wins didn't do it, then do it now.
And it's not cocky to feel like you're going to win if you're 15-2, two-time back-to-back divisional champion, turning this franchise around. Everybody wants to play here. It's not cocky. These fans and the media and the radio station is driving me crazy. Get excited and let's move forward. And if we end up not making it to the Super Bowl, it was a great ride. Enjoy the ride.
You're losing me a little at the end there, but that's the message. I'm with you.
Yeah.
Be confident. Be excited. Don't take this for granted. Be confident in this football team. Now, I'm not going to say if they lose this week, this is not some great season. You know, to his point. Like, they got to finish the deal here, but they are built to finish this thing.
There have been some fun moments along the way, and it's been an enjoyable ride, but it needs to end in a Super Bowl.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Mike in Washington Township. Good morning.
How we doing, fellas? Let's talk about this game real quick. I think it's great to be confident, cocky, a little bit arrogant,
We're a 15-2 team. We're going to walk into our home, the rowdiest crowd in the league, and Dane Daniels is not going to know what to do. That defense is not going to stop our number one offense. Yes, I'm not going to lie. Washington's going to score on us. Our defense is a little bit Swiss cheese here and there, but they're not going to put up 50. We're putting up 50 in the playoffs against Dane Daniels and this Washington team. I've been on this 15-2 bus since week seven. Since week seven, I called in and said, is it crazy? 14-3, 15-2. And y'all said, no, it's not. And we're here. Let's have ourselves a day. It's Victory Monday. Fellas, let's rest up. I know Dan Campbell's not taking nothing for granted. He's going to have these boys ready. Let's go win a divisional round, fellas.
Yep. Let's do it.
And I'm not saying don't have a healthy respect. You're going to have to put together a really good – Jane Daniels is a good quarterback. Is he part of the elite yet?
No.
I'm not ready to say that. Will he be? I think all things are pointing in that direction. But this is if there wasn't such a premium on getting the one seed and getting that bye week, if all fan bases around the NFL were so worried about the bye week and then, you know, coming out rusty, I don't think it would be so coveted by players, coaches, franchises to win that one seed.
Cocky or scared? Apparently those are the two camps. I'm with you. Be cocky. Be confident. This is an ideal matchup for the Lions.
I said this when we said the 14-3. Don't be afraid to be great. Don't be scared about it.
It's a reminder for some of you guys. It's 97.1.
Hey, your New Year's resolution is to lose weight, and you can get there faster than you think with Ideal You. Go to idealyou.us now and you could lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 40 days. Whether your resolution this year is to lose 10 or 100 pounds, Ideal You works, and it works fast. I lost 10 in the first 10 days. I lost 50 when I was in the program, and I got to eat real whole foods, no shakes or bars. It's something that you can stick with. Ideal You weight loss coaches work with you every single step of the way. Your coach is going to help you lose weight, and they're going to help you keep it off. Since I've been done with the program, I'm down another 20, so I'm down 70 overall. If you want to weigh less, go to IdealU.us. IdealU is a Michigan-based weight loss company that's helped thousands of people just like me and you lose weight. In fact, over 90%, that's 9 out of 10 IdealU customers, lose at least 20 pounds in just 40 days. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us. You can sign up now and get a $200 Visa gift card. Start the new year off right, lose weight, and get a $200 Visa gift card. If you want to weigh less, go to idealyou.us.
Seven in a row for the Red Wings. We'll talk more about them in the 8 o'clock hour. Costa and Jansen with Heather. Good morning. The Lions know who they're playing. It's the Commanders, Saturday night, Ford Field. John, you said this was the team you wanted to play. This is the matchup you preferred. I think it's an ideal matchup.
Yeah, I mean, selfishly, I wanted to play the Commanders because I just want to beat them. But also, I think it's just, it's more fun. This is the most fun matchup they could have had in the divisional round. Because if it was Green Bay, you're like, all right, been there, done that. Same thing with the two teams that are playing tonight. And we don't have to wait for the results of tonight's game to think about who we are going to play. It's new. It's fresh. They've got an up-and-coming quarterback in Jaden Daniels. They got two defensive tackles that are really good players. You know, and selfishly, Mikey Sammerstill, one of the rookies that they drafted. It was on Michigan's national championship team. We'll get a chance to see him play. I know he's had a really good rookie season. But just in terms of the X's and O's, this is a team that the Detroit Lions should methodically beat. Now, they could come out and they could blow the doors off and get up 21-0 by the end of the first quarter or by halftime, whatever. But as the game goes on and wears on, this offensive line that the Lions have should absolutely wear down that defensive front for Washington. And Jaden Daniels is going to make some plays. We get a chance to watch a rookie that's had an historic season. First time ever a rookie has won 12 games as a starting quarterback. And you had this stat earlier about rookie quarterbacks in the playoffs. There's only been three that have won two playoff games. And it's what, Joe Flacco?
No, the stat was just to win any, like a road playoff game as a rookie. It's only happened three times. Flacco, Mark Sanchez, and Russell Wilson. Two of the three won multiple road games, which is what Daniels will have to do when he comes to Detroit. Like, I understand there's going to be a level of concern because he's mobile and because he's looked so good. He doesn't look like your typical rookie.
And he's not your typical rookie.
He's not. He's not. They scored 23 points yesterday and scored 35. The Lions are a team that's scoring 30-plus. They're an elite offense with a favorable, juicy matchup running the football against the Commanders, who have struggled 30th in the NFL against the run. They're the worst defense of any of the remaining teams. So again, these are playoff teams. None of them are bums. They're not bad. But of all the teams left, this is the most favorable matchup for a Lions team that has to win with their offense. Timely defense, but has to win with their offense. So it's there for Detroit to put up your 28, your 31, your 35 or more points. And then you look over to Daniels and you say, oh, I know you went on the road, but this is a different kind of road environment. They're not going to be chanting your name when you come to Detroit. It's going to be loud. You're going to face a team that has to blitz. So I like facing a rookie if I know I have to blitz as opposed to one of these more polished veteran quarterbacks. No, I think it's ideal. 248-539-9797. The emotion of it. We've got a bunch of ticket techs that are bringing up the past, but I don't want to steal their thunder because Mike in Belleville wants to make that point. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Dude, what a final nail on the coffin. We get to knock Washington out after they did that to us back in the, you know, back in the 90s. We've been knocking off so many things these last couple of years with the new Detroit Lions. This is just like, you can't even write a better story than this. How motivating is it they get to knock off Washington?
Yeah.
Just awesome, man. I'm just so pumped. We've all been doing this for so long. It's just, you just can't write it better than this. What a revenge tour that they've been on, and now they get to put the final stamp on it and knock Washington off. This is just so cool.
Yeah, I think we had someone last week, Friday, point out the only two teams in, I think, the NFC that Campbell hasn't faced are the Commanders and the Eagles. And it might be checking off the final two boxes en route to a Super Bowl.
And you just can't write it any better than that. It's just so cool, man. It feels like it's destiny, doesn't it?
It does. It feels like this is a favorable matchup.
It is a little bit ironic that they lost 41-10 in the 91 NFC Championship game to the Washington football team. And then in 95, they lost 58-37 to the Eagles, the Lomas guarantee. But that game at one point was 51-7. Rodney Peete threw a Hail Mary at halftime. Former Lion. I mean, it's like the stars that are aligning are a little bit comical.
Yeah, I'll be honest. 91 doesn't do much for me as I wasn't alive. But I know for a lot of Lions fans, this has been like, you know, cathartic.
Hey, it's the last time we won a playoff game before last.
I know, which is what made last year so special for me. I'd never even seen it. It wasn't like, oh, yeah. I remember when. It was, I literally have no memories to go back to. So I don't have that perspective, but I can respect fans who have suffered long enough and say, you know what? Put them on a tee. Put them on a tee and let's swing away because you feel like you got a really good shot here.
And Dan Quinn's a defensive guy. He's had success in the playoffs and in other stops as a head coach.
Atlanta.
Yeah. And so I am curious as to, I've got a lot of respect for him as a defensive play caller and coordinator. What type of defense does he try to put together to slow down this Lions dynamic offense who can strike at any moment at any level of the field, whether it's passing or running? I am curious as to what type of game plan he'll put together, because it could give you an idea of what you might face in the next round, the NFC Championship game against the Eagles, if they're fortunate enough to win.
I think it's one of, like, we've made a list of all the reasons this is ideal. It's not near the top, but it is something to say, hey, you're going to have to face quarterbacks who extend plays, who you may blitz and not get home against, and you're going to have to find a way to kind of rally. Daniels is the first. He won't be the last. Because if it's Hurts or Lamar or Allen or Mahomes, those guys live not only in structure, but outside of structure. And that's going to be a tough matchup no matter when you play them.
And it's a chance for Aaron Glenn to put together a defensive game plan to account for a mobile quarterback like a Josh Allen or like a Lamar Jackson.
Texter says Glenn's going to own Jaden Daniels. Some sweet revenge for the 91 NFC Championship loss. Yeah, a lot of people are bringing that up. This one says, I remember the NFC title before last year. Paybacks are due. I remember losing by 50 to the Redskins when I was in eighth grade. I'm now 47 years old. Like, wow. When you put it in that perspective. Mm-hmm. Ticket Texter says, tell John he's earned the cockiness. Have a good day, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I haven't. But I think as Lions fans watching this team, the Lions certainly have.
I mean, the older you are, the more skeletons you have in your closet as a Lions fan, right? And you got to knock off a skeleton in your closet with Stafford.
Yeah.
Now the old folk get to do it. To get them to buy in and see the SOL is done.
Yeah. Ticket Texter's pointing out Campbell has faced both the Eagles and the Commanders. I think the stat was he hasn't beaten the Eagles or the Commanders.
No, he's beaten the Commanders.
Yeah, Carson Wentz played for him.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that stat Friday was completely erroneous and should not have been repeated. My bad.
Yes. Erroneous!
Erroneous. 248-539-9797. I know you love when we can get a Harbaugh quote in, so I had to do that. We'll get more phone calls on the Lions. We'll mix in the Red Wings and TJ Lang an hour away. It's 97.1.